Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Democast. Stan Scan. Hi, everyone, and welcome to this Democast. Today, I would like to discuss Stan Scan. Stan Scan is really awesome. It is basically what it says. It is a stand for your mobile phone so that it can act as a portable scanner. You're saying to yourself, well, can I just use a scanning app on my phone? Well, yes, but this is a nifty little device that allows you to hold your phone steady and at the requisite distance from the document that you wish to scan. Stan Scan, you can find it at standscan.com. It comes in two different models. There is a regular model and a Stan Scan Pro model. The Stan Scan Pro model has LED lights inside of it that you can either plug in batteries or plug this into the wall, and it will light up so that it gives you some additional lighting. The regular one, this just the Stan Scan alone, does not have it. If you want additional lighting, you have to unsnap the back panel. I'm going to attempt to describe the process of putting this together. It's kind of difficult to describe how it actually goes together, but I'll try. Basically, I'm holding it in my hand. It is about the size of a business envelope. The top of it, the sides aren't all the same length. A couple of them are a little bit shorter. They're on the top, a little more shorter and tapered, and the rest of the folded up pieces are a little bit bigger. There is a wire that is poking out of one of the corners, a little bitty wire, and this is part of the power hookup. If you've got a Stan Scan Pro, you'll see this little wire. And if the flap of the business envelope is facing downward, you know how envelopes will often have a little bit of a flap on them? If that's facing downward, the wire will be facing towards the top right-hand corner. So now I'm going to pull open the flap of the business envelope. And like I was saying before, you're going to need a little bit of space to work in if you're putting this together. And I'm going to fold out the large sides. It's going to come apart into four sections. And then the magnets are going to be doing most of the work when you're trying to put this together. There is a back panel that comes up and attaches. The left-hand side, you pull up. There is a short V-shaped flap on the back left. If you turn it in just a little bit, there you will feel a magnet underneath. And you want to get one magnet on the back, on the top back flap, which would be the big flap that looks like the bottom flap of a business envelope. You want to press that up against the top left of the V, and there you've got a left-hand side and a back panel. So now how do I get the rest of it? Well, this is the tricky part. You're going to bring the far right-hand side, it's on the right now because it's got the little power cord wire, bring that over and put it on the top so that we've got like a lid for this envelope. And there is a flap for that, and it snaps in the back. And then you've got a little V-shaped flap, folds down on the left. Whoops, goes inside there. And then that one snaps back in. It can get a little bit tricky to do. But the little flap there, there's the magnet. There they go. You got to kind of pull it in a little bit. So there's that side and that side, and now I've got a Stan Scan. So the magnets do most of the work. If you feel like it's not going in right, then change the polarity of the magnets a little bit, and you will hopefully have it right. So it should be a tall, like rectangular-ish, squarish cube now sitting on your desk or table with a hole in the top center for the camera and a little power cord poking out of the back left corner. That is how you put together the Stan Scan. It basically is the size of a regular 8.5 by 11, which basically means it's like 9 by 12, business envelope. You open it up into about 4 sections. So you do need some space in order to get this together. You can kind of do it with a little less space. It's a little more difficult. The goal is for the magnets to kind of snap together. It has magnets along the flaps so that you can put this into it's basically like a square, a tall square that's about, envelope size tall, 10 inches tall by 11 inches long, 12 inches long maybe, by 11 inches deep. And the paper, the front of it is open. So you just set the paper inside, line the paper up with the back seam of the square, and there's a little bit, there's some room to maneuver so that you can have a paper that's a little bit longer than 8.5 inches, maybe an inch longer. It sets up so that it's landscape, portrait, of course, the paper would be the short side is facing you, landscape, the long side is facing you. So the long side is facing you. On the top of the stand scan, on the top panel, there is a round hole in the center. This round hole is about 1/2 inch in diameter. It is the hole for your camera to go in. This is actually the most frustrating part of the whole thing. Placing the camera so it's right, straight, and you're, straight on so that it picks up the most portion of the document. You want to pick up the largest amount possible. And there's the little hole, but it's sometimes hard to get the little teeny lens of your camera to line up to the little hole. Now, all that being said, this is made out of very relatively sturdy, I don't know if it's cardboard or a lightweight plastic. So that especially if you set it on a table, there won't be much of a wobble. The only critique I have is the durability. It's made out of material that's sort of like one of those manila envelopes, but a little bit more durable than that, just a bit. But I'm worried if, you're in a hurry and you're taking it in and out of a bag, cramming it in, pulling it out, that it may tear. All that said, the regular stand scan is $19.95. The stand scan pro is $29.95. They're not that expensive and relatively easy to replace. Basically, your phone does most of the work. Stand scan is just providing you with the pro model with a little additional light, and in both cases, with a sturdy surface on which to set your phone to scan a document so that it is held the correct distance from the paper, and the camera is in a straight position. So I am going to demonstrate how to scan a document with this and how it basically works. I'm going to give you a little breeze through a couple different apps and show you how they function. And I have to say, with getting decent results with this app, I will probably start to do more document scanning with my phone. I do see possibilities with this, even taking it to work and doing some things in the office, because I don't have a scanner because I don't really need one. But there are occasions when it could potentially be useful if something, were to come up that I needed to do. I will say the Pro model, I will say again, does come with some battery packs. In addition to the power cord, you can use 2 AA batteries or 8 AAA batteries with the stand scan. I'm not sure how long the battery packs last, but they do give you some time. If you don't have a way to plug it into the wall, you're not convenient to an outlet, and you want that little extra light, you can use the battery packs. Of course, you don't always need the extra light. You can use this without it, since, the main goal is the sturdiness and the light is just an extra bonus. I will say that the electrical cord is rather short. I had to get a drop cord for mine to plug it into the wall so that I could so that I could put it on a little table and try this. But let's demonstrate this first with an app called SayText. This is a fun app if you just want a quick and dirty scan. This app will do it for you. It's you can't really save images or do anything really fancy, although you can email them. But if you want like a menu at a restaurant, if you, let's say you wanted to do that, you want to scan the menu at a restaurant and read it, you could do that. And, it is a free OCR scanning app. So let's try that. First of all, let's plug in the stand scan. I've got the cord right here and I'm going to plug it in. And then I'm going to place my iPhone 5 so that it is facing me, landscape. The volume buttons are facing me. And the little camera, the center of the camera, is right up against the hole there. And then I'm going to scan the document.
509, slide to unlock. Say text, OCR result. Back button. Take picture button. Button. Cancel button. Camera button. Camera. Detecting edges. Detecting orientation. Stop button. Detecting orientation. Stop, but detecting orientation. Detecting orientation. Detecting orientation. Stop, but OCR 11%. Capital O, OCR 26%. Capital O. Capital C. OCR 41%. Stop. OCR 77%. Stop. Button. OCR 90%. OCR 97%. OCR result. Back button. Back button. OCR result. Heading. TTS adjacent landscape, pedestrian, and operational spaces. The goal is to middle dot excessive mulch and open vehicular and pedestrian access within a TNPT0 that a physical character of SREN or tree protection area should be reduced. _ pre-construction tree preparation should be implemented. _9 The council made an amendment to the contract with Parsons Brinkerhoff the Moore Square comprehensive tree and section Sinal study that requires the term to involve them throughout the process. Middle dot when possible new path should be middle dot use existing path locations to reduce disturbance within a tree protection area. I. The Benson Ripori offers blueprint for middle dot a high performance lap. T. N. Capital Z. Engineered soil should be semicolon N.
Okay, so I mean, it's part of our water bill talking about the new parks plan for the town, and you're going to get different results with different apps, and the scanning is going to vary, of course, depending on each app. There are so many different factors involved. There's, of course, the lighting and the camera placement, but there's also the recognition engine quality. So, you know, that was so-so. That app is also really, really slow, which is one thing I have to say kind of against it. But again, if you want a quick and dirty scan, it will probably work okay for you. Now let's see. We've got an app. I've got an app called Prismo. Let's try that one.
Page 3 of 3. Say color. Spotify. Cam find. ABC 11.
One thing to remember with the stand scan is that it will get a little warm on top because of the LED lights if you've got the Pro model. But one, you know, one nice thing is it does cool off really fast when you unplug it. It will get cool really fast, so the lights don't You know, they don't seem to interfere a lot. You just want to make sure you don't leave it plugged in overnight or anything really drastic. You wouldn't want it to burn. The next app we're going to try is called Prismo, and this is a scanning OCR app. You can buy it in the App Store for iPhone. I believe they also have an Android version. It is not free, but it's very good, very accessible, and also user-friendly. It does both images and OCR scanning.
Tractor DJ, Prismo.
I'm going to open it up.
Prismo, pages, documents, button.
I am in a text document. You can do documents of all different kinds, but I am doing a text document now. And Prismo, I'm going to put the phone where it needs to be. Camera-wise, at least I think so. There we go.
Pages, heading.
And I'm going to take a picture, and if there's no visible image, Prismo will tell me.
Edit, dimmed, button, text document, at new page, button, heading, alert, take picture, button. Camera, no visible page.
There's no visible page because there's nothing has been scanned yet. Let's just make a little bit of an adjustment here. There we go. Now I'm going.
Flash off button.
I have turned off the flash because I have the lights from the Stand Scan Pro here.
Options button. English button.
There are some other options that you can change with the camera.
Options button. Selected. Okay. English button. Detect page. Switch button. On. Use stabilizer. Switch button. On. Clean up image. Switch button. Off.
Let's turn that on.
On. Page detection on. Take picture button. Heading. A4, 8.3 by 11.7 inch, button, English, button, options, button, flash, off, button, camera, heading, flash, option, English, A4, page detection on, take picture, button, done, button.
You can take another picture, I'm done, I only want the one.
Pages, at new page, button, change document type, button, export document, button, change at new page one, edit, but page one of one.
Page one of one. I'm going into the page.
Button.
Now,
A4, 8.3 by 11.7 inch, button.
There's the image.
English, button. Recognize, button.
I can change the language if I want to, but now I'm going to recognize it.
Processing, heading. Tree and soil report offers. Region 1. Prepare, button. Page 1, heading.
It did not take long at all to do that.
Page 1, heading. Prepare, button. Region 1. Its adjacent landscape, pedestrian, and operational spaces. The goal is to improve the physical character of the station. The council made an amendment to the contract with Parsons Brinkerhoff that requires the firm to involve them throughout the process. Tree and soil report offers blueprint for sustainable canopy in Moore Square as part of the planned redesign of Moore Square. The city of Raleigh conducted a tree and soil investigation and inventory of the park. The work will help the city refine a plan to reduce redevelopment impacts on Moore Square's popular trees. The Moore Square comprehensive tree and soil strategy is a means to ensure that the long-term preservation and enhancement of the existing Oak Grove drives future design efforts. Traditionally, such a highly detailed existing tree and soil analysis is undertaken late in the design process, often associated with actual construction. James Urban, Urban Trees Plus Soils, a nationally recognized...
Stop that. But you see how much better that image was than the stands than the say text. Worth spending a little bit of money, in my opinion. That was a great scan. And the camera, the little hole, once you get it set up, it's very good. At making sure you've got the camera in the exact right position. Okay.
Prismo.
I'd like to point out the version numbers of the apps we've been using. I did not do that, and I apologize. First, we did SayText, and that's been version 1.3. That hasn't been updated since 2011. I don't know if they're going to update it any longer, anymore, or not. Prismo, we had version 2.05. And now I'm going to demonstrate Zoom Reader version 1.02. Zoom Reader is by AI Squared. It is the most expensive of these apps, and in my opinion, the least visually impaired friendly, which is odd because it's made by a company that makes products for the visually impaired. But hey, that's just sometimes the way things go. One thing I've noticed with Zoom Reader, a couple things. Zoom Reader has an automatic read feature so that it will read the document after it has been recognized. It uses the Nuance Tom voice to do this. You can get other voices, of course, and other languages. One problem that I've noticed is that when you speed up the speech rate, it actually doesn't speed up the speech rate. It increases the pitch so that your voice sounds like it's on helium and doesn't noticeably increase the speed. So that's a bug in the app. Another bug in the app that I have noticed is that it does not automatically detect orientation. Your document has to be going from the top of the page, should be at the left if you're doing it in landscape mode with your iPhone. And of course, you're going to be doing this all in landscape because that's the way the stand scan faces if you're using that. And so the document has to be the top left-hand corner has to be at the bottom left. It's real weird. I found this out with Rodney's help, and I was getting gobbledygook with the document in the position that I was doing with the other apps because they auto-rotate. They don't care what position you have the document in, but Zoom Text really cares a lot. And there is no setting that I can see to do orientation fixing. Even doing your screen rotation with the iPhone, you know, switching it from portrait to landscape does not fix the problem. So that is just a precaution to note. With that in mind, I'm going to use Zoom Text.
Messages.
Reddit Zoom folder. Text. Canada. Zoom Reader.
Books folder. Five, page two of three. Google Maps. Page three of three.
To scan this document, because thanks to Rodney, I have it in the right.
Zoom Reader.
I have it in the right orientation now.
Zoom Reader. Settings. Button.
All right. Let's scan Mr. Document.
Zoom Reader. Light and flash control. Camera zoom control. Photo library. Button. Capture photo. Button. Capture photo. Dimmed. Process.
Image ready.
Save. Button. Back. Progress halted. Processing. OCR. Button. OCR. Back. Button.
Text ready.
Button. Read picture. Settings. Button. It's adjacent landscape, pedestrian, and operational spaces. The goal is to improve the physical character of the station. The council made an amendment to the contract with Parsons Brinhoff. It requires the firm to involve them throughout the process. Tree and soil report offers blueprint for sustainable canopy in Moore Square as part of the planned redesign of Moore Square at City of Rock.
Now, I had that a little fast, but all my moaning and groaning about the app aside, once you get it in the right orientation, the recognition is decent. It's pretty good. And it does do a lot of languages, and the recognition is very fast. When we reviewed the app, the first time we reviewed it on a Tech Access Weekly demo cast a long time ago, it was one of our daily tips. It was very slow, very sluggish, and very unresponsive with the voiceover. And those issues have been corrected. But the reading speech, you didn't notice it with, the speech sounding like it was on helium, because I don't have it on Zoom Reader on the auto read feature. But that needs to be fixed somehow. And also this orientation feature is a little bit upsetting, unless there's something that we're missing in the settings, but we can't seem to find anything to correct that problem. So that, my friends, has been a demonstration of StandScan, along with a few scanning apps that are accessible for the visually impaired. StandScan is very nice and very portable and thin. The one of the small downsides is, with the StandScan Pro model, the LED lights do make it really warm. It gets really warm really fast. So just to be aware of that. And also, I have my, kind of questions about durability and how long it would last. Some people, when they're, when they go to work and they throw things around in their briefcases and bags and stuff, they can be a little bit hard on things. And so, depending on how hard you are on things, it may not last that long. But it is made out of fairly sturdy, I don't know whether this is cardboard or a thin plastic that it is made out of. Brodnick suggested they could make a model out of fiberglass, but it would be heavier and more expensive, I do believe, if they did that. Or some other kind of plastic that was a little more durable. I'm thinking of, like, the Braille thermoform paper. They have, you know, like they used to make Braille signs out of, the real thick plastic. I don't know if they still use that or not. It was real, real thick. It was not the thermoform paper like you would see in schools, in the blind schools in the old days. It was three or four times thicker than that, and they would Braille signs and things with it. And that could be used for this. It would be a little bit heavier. It might not be as easy to fold, which may be a downside. But that might be a possibility if you wanted a sturdier model. But it was just a thought. Anyway, I'm really enjoying this product, and I've already recommended it on the sly to a couple people who told me that they have difficulty getting their mobile phone in the correct position to scan. And so this is very exciting that I'm able to recommend this really cool product. You can go to standscan.com. It's the website, and you can follow them on Twitter at standscan. STANDSCAN. Thank you very much for listening. If you want to contact us, stay tuned for the details. See you next time.
Top Prismo version 2.05. Prismo, scanning out untitled notepad. Prismo, scanning out OCR for iPhone, untitled Goldwave, Goldwave.
To get involved, send email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. Follow TA_weekly on Twitter or call 260-2-ASK-TAW 227-5829.